83 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Music City will take center stage for Japan. Team Japan will be staying here for the duration of their run at the FIFA World Cup. They chose Nashville to be their base camp city. And arriving with them in the next couple of weeks will be the Japanese press. 150 members of the Japanese media will be in Nashville covering the team. Some have already reached out to Japanese natives who live in Nashville, like Metro Council member Mina Johnson, who will take a TV crew to Broadway. She said there's a fascination with Nashville and Japan.
They are so interested in Nashville because even in Japan, Nashville, they know it's a it city. So
really?
They want to know, it's like, what is it cities about?
And yesterday's episode of This is Nashville, the mayor's chief of staff, Masami Tyson, said that this has the potential to put our city on the map in Japan. More on the impact of the Japanese men's team stay here on our daily show, This is Nashville. You can find that at WPLN.org. A Korean company has taken full ownership of the battery plant under construction at Ford's Blue Oval City in West Tennessee. The factory was originally supposed to support the production of electric pickup trucks on that campus, but after multiple delays, Ford has decided to pivot. Once completed, the vehicle factory will make gas-powered trucks starting in 2029. The automaker's former partner, SK On, is pivoting too. Instead of making only EV batteries, SK On plans to make automotive and energy storage systems. The Tennessee Lookout reports the Korean firm expects to beat Ford to the finish line. Its production line is expected to be up and running in 2028. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.
Thank you.